Welcome to For Self-Examination. I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor. Today is Monday. And for you, that might mean a few things. Maybe today is a bad day. Maybe today you're driving into the office begrudgingly after a long or too short of a weekend, going to see a boss that you hate, sitting at a desk you despise, working with colleagues that you are apathetic about. Perhaps maybe you have problems from the weekend, problems from last week, problems from the month, problems from the year that just don't seem to be resolved. Or maybe it's quite the opposite for you. Maybe you've had a great weekend. You've relaxed a great deal. Maybe you even had a three-day weekend and you're enjoyed and refreshed. You had a respite from the world. But today is Monday. And what that means for you is that today we're going to give you your daily week, your daily dose, weekly dose of inspiration, your Monday morning inspiration. We're going to pull from the blogs of our counselors at Taylor Counseling Group to give you some thoughts, advice, and inspiration for your week. And if it's not Monday, that's okay. You can enjoy the thoughts, advice, and inspiration all the same. And I hope you do. I hope you get a lot out of it. Today's Monday. Today is all about you. Welcome back to For Self-Examination. I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor, and today is Monday, and that means today is all about you. So welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm really excited that you're listening today, and hopefully today's Monday for you, and you're having a good morning or a good start to your week. You know, maybe it's not, that's okay. But wherever you are and whatever you're doing, we're just glad to have you. So it's okay if it's not a Monday for you. We're just glad that you're here and listening to the show. So, you know, if this is your first go with us, if this is your first listen, welcome. You know, we have about 30-minute episode every Monday for 4 Mondays in a row. If there is a fifth Monday, we'll take that day off. This month's topic is surviving the holidays. So our first episode is just going to be just a general overview of, you know, what it means to go through the holidays. You know, what's going on in the holiday season? How is that time more difficult than other parts of the year? So we'll talk about that today for a while. And then next week, we're going to have one of our very own therapists on, and that's going to be Cecilia Wright, who we're really excited to have on the podcast. She's a newer one of our therapists in our Dallas office. And we're excited to chat with her all about surviving the holidays and what that kind of looks like and entails. So she'll have some great thoughts and advice about what to expect during the holiday season and what you can do to make it the best, you know, make it the best possible. We're also going to have Charlie Wendell on. She'll be on our third episode this month. She is the founder and director of Melody of Hope, which is a nonprofit in Frisco that basically just focuses on the holidays. So she does a lot of work, volunteer work during the holidays. And it's kind of like what I like to refer to as a holiday pro. So this is her prime time. This is when she is at the absolute busiest. So she's going to give us some good personal advice and kind of professional advice from a holiday pro of, you know, how you can make this the best season for you. But today, you know, we're going to focus on just kind of a broader overview of what you can expect during this holiday season and just to help you know that you're not alone, hopefully give you some inspiration and just let you know that, you know, if you are in a dark place or this time is getting tough for you, it's okay to make yourself a priority. If you're not seeing a therapist, we're happy to help. You can find Taylor Counseling Group on the internets, www.taylorcounselinggroup.com. You can email us, info@taylorcounselinggroup.com, and you can always give us a call on 214-530-0021, and we're always happy to help if you're in DFW. If not, we definitely want to help you find somebody near you. So go to Google, check out Psychology Today and other great resources, ask friends, family, you know, religious mentors, anybody, just for some advice and who they might recommend for you and you know, make some time for you. And then, of course, our last episode is our call-in show, a quote-unquote Ask Me Anything call-in kind of show. Obviously, it's not a live show, so we do want your questions. Send them to us, info@TaylorCounselingGroup.com, or follow us on Twitter at @TCG_Dallas, and send us those questions because we want to know, and we'll definitely read them aloud for you on the last Monday of this month. So if you have been enjoying the podcast, again, we're really glad that you're here. It is available on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and wherever you get yours. So please be sure to like and subscribe so that you don't miss a thing. I think Aerosmith said that at some point. I'm not sure. I'm really bad with music, but I do like it. So, yeah, there you go. So let's get down to it. Let's get to the show. I really wanted to go with the topic of surviving the holidays for our last month of shows in the year. So, you know, we're going to take November and December off. I'm going to take them off because I want to spend time with my family. And I want to, you know, enjoy my holiday season and not work too hard during it. And I think for me, and I don't know about everybody, but for me, Halloween is the kickoff for the holiday season. It like starts, you know, if you're a baseball fan, it's the first pitch. You know, you're a football fan, it's the coin toss, the kickoff, right? You know, it is really the beginning of the holiday season. And I think it kind of has a coalescence of a lot of different factors that come together. The fall is my favorite time of the year because it's no longer 100 degrees. And if you live in Texas like I do, oh my God, it gets hot during the summer. So I love the fall because we can just kind of relax a little bit. You know, that heat is not sweltering anymore. You know, so the heat starts to dissipate. We get some semblance of a seasonal change. You know, leaves might fall a little bit or they might change some colors. But then it just gets cool and it gets relaxing. You know, it's great. If you like, you know, cigars and whiskey like I do, it's a great time to sit on your back patio and have a cigar and drink a glass of whiskey, you know, before you go to bed or something. So it's just great, relaxing time just to be outside, to hang out, you know, great patio weather. And it's great. It's wonderful just to be outside and be outdoors in that good, relaxing, cool weather. And then, of course, it gets colder, and then we can start wearing sweaters. And I love sweaters, not because it hides my belly, but because they are just so comfortable and warm, and I just love the feeling of being wrapped up in a sweater with a fire going. Oh, it's just fantastic, like with a pumpkin spice latte or something. You know, so that's really, I think, my favorite part of the year. And then so along with that, we're going to start seeing, you know, it seems like it's earlier and earlier every year, but Halloween decor is going to start coming out and Halloween candy deals are going to start coming out, right? So you'll probably start seeing that now, you know, in September as I'm recording this. I actually did think I saw some the other day at the grocery store. So, you know, pumpkins are everywhere. We want to do our pumpkin maze, a corn maze, you know, all that stuff. So it's fall time. It's fun time. And this really kind of begins the festive part of the year. So we have Halloween, you know, which is just candy galore, right? So you can't go anywhere without a pumpkin spice latte or a pumpkin pie or just candy corn or just candy everything everywhere, right? So you have candy at work, you have candy at home, you're handing out giant bars of candy, your kids come home with candy. Then you have the days after Halloween where there's just more candy. There's just like the leftover candies that we all have to work together to eat as like a team to rid the world of Halloween candy. So we have all that happening. And then not but a few weeks later, Thanksgiving, right? And Thanksgiving, this peculiar holiday that's, you know, that's on a Thursday. So that's always, you know, as holidays go, kind of awkward, because, you know, am I working on Wednesday? Am I working on Friday? Do I travel to be with my family? Do I just take a 5-day weekend? We just call it a 6-day weekend. Why not? You know, and then you have all this family stuff coming together. So you have family coming from out of town or you're traveling. So you're putting all this burden on yourself and on your family. You know, you have to spend money on travel or money on food, and we have to have a giant feast. And, you know, there's a turkey and a ham, and there's just everything, right? Big football games going on, a lot of different sporting events happening. And then if you're in school or college, finals week is like right around the corner, so that's not intimidating or stressful at all. And then right after that, not but a month later, is Christmas. And Christmas is like a week long, you know? You have Christmas Eve, you have Christmas Eve, then you have Christmas Day, and then you have like the weekend after Christmas where you want to show off all your toys. You know, I mean, it's just, it's nonstop. And we're also out of school for 2 weeks. So, you know, I mean, there's just so much happening, so much stuff. You have holiday recitals, you have holiday parties, you have, you know, you have work parties, you have end of the year parties, you have, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot. New Year's Day is then a week later. It's 1 week after Christmas, you know? So then we have Christmas, then boom, New Year's. And then of course, you know, then we get bombarded by all the, you know, New Year's resolution commercials. I think really like January 2nd to February 12th or 13th or something is just fitness, commercial time. That's when you're going to get all the Lifetime commercials, you know, Lifetime Fitness and whatever else, Planet Fitness, and you're going to start seeing all those commercials, right? Because now it's time to lose all of our holiday weight that we just put on. And then, oh yeah, then of course, then we have Valentine's Day, which is like right around the corner with more chocolate and candy and spending of money and buying jewelry and stuff. So, but I'm sorry, I'm kind of ranting here. So I want to go back a little bit. You probably are getting a little anxious as you're listening to this, or you're just like, oh yeah, no, I know, I've got so much stuff to do. If you have kids, then it gets even more complex. If you have a blended family, it's even more complex. And you have to do all this on a budget, and you have to do all this at the end of the year. You know, so it can be extremely stressful, right? Oh yeah, and I didn't even add in church, you know, end of the year donations. You know, any type of nonprofit event that you'd be involved with, they're going to have their gala at this time of year, right? It's the quote unquote giving season, you know? So, I mean, there's just so much stuff that's just piled on, that's piled on us at the end of the year. It can really feel overwhelming. And then of course, since it's the season of giving, you feel bad for taking time for you. You feel bad for telling your family, no, I don't want to come visit this year. Or no, we have to see, you know, my husband's family instead of my family. Or we have to go, you know, over here. Or we just want to take a vacation this summer. And we'd prefer to take our travel money and spend it on that versus going to see grandma again, you know. And then you feel really bad about that stuff, right? You feel guilty, you know. And then you think to yourself, well, am I getting my kids all the toys that they want? Am I buying people enough gifts? Am I giving everybody enough stuff? And you know, by the end of the season, I mean, geez, I'm already exhausted. I want Halloween to come, and then I just want to be done, you know, sleep through Thanksgiving and Christmas if I can, right? So there's just so much that happens during this time period. It can just kind of feel exhausting. So I want to talk about the difficulties, the kind of the categories that we have alluded to here. But before I do, I want you to know that if anything I just said really kind of rings true for you, that is A-okay. You are not alone. Many other people, probably everybody listening to this and the other billions of people that are not listening, because we only have like there's like 100 people that listen to this podcast, so that means there's I think like something like 6+ billion people that don't. So all those people as well definitely feel the same way you do, right? So it's okay to feel overwhelmed during the holidays. It's okay to feel like there's not enough money to go around, there's not enough time to go around, there's not enough you to go around. That's perfectly okay. So just take a moment, take some deep breaths. and relax, because it is okay to not have enough to go around. Don't worry about it. Just relax. So, I like to carve up the difficulties in the holiday season. And this is what I see a lot in my clients. And we call it busy season for us, because the fall really is the busiest time of year for counselors, I think. Back to school kind of has a big factor to play in that. And everyone's kind of settled down from summer travel, and they've, you know, reevaluated their budgets and everything. And so they're kind of looking at it saying, oh, yeah, now's the time to do this. We see a lot of these factors, and for me, they always kind of fall into three categories, which is really financial stressors, relational stressors, and spiritual stressors. Now, you can refer to spiritual stressors as religious or existential, you know, whatever makes you feel most comfortable. The spiritual stressors are really kind of like these big existential fears that we have, right? Of isolation, of aloneness, of being disconnected from Creator or our religion or our church or whatever else, right? And so we'll kind of come to that in a little bit. But first, I want to talk about finances and relationships, because these are two practical things that get stressed to the bone every holiday season, right? So financials are always going to be difficult during the holiday season, because that's when we have to travel, or we have to host, or we have to, buy a lot of gifts for everybody. You know, if you're in any social organization that you're in, is going to want to have some kind of party. You're going to have an office Christmas party. Your neighbor's going to have a neighborhood party. You're going to have, your spouse is going to have an office Christmas party. And then you're going to have like a friend of a friend is going to have a big party. You know, you're going to have like four or five parties you got to go to every year. And that can get really taxing, especially if you have kids. You got to have a babysitter, or that requires some travel or sacrifice on your part. So you're definitely going to feel those like financial strains. And then you got to get gifts for everybody at the party, or do the white elephant thing, or you just feel pressure to bring stuff, right? And that's okay. And then, of course, you got to get presents for everybody, right? For your entire family, for extended family. You got to get presents for kids. You got to get presents for cousins and nephews and your friends' kids, and get and buy and give all over again, right? So you got to do this for everybody. And that can get really expensive really fast when you're not thinking about it. And if you're on a tight budget, or just on any budget whatsoever, all of a sudden December comes around and you realize you're spending, you know, 2, 3, 4 times than you normally do during the year, especially if you're traveling, right? And so that can be really tough, right? So we want to learn to manage our money well during this time period. But then two is this like relational stressors that you're going to have. And this kind of goes to the parties that I'm talking about. You're going to get invited to all these parties and events and charity events. And you have, you know, religious relationships at your church or wherever. And you're going to have relationships with colleagues and students, fellow students, classmates, friends. And everybody's going to want to spend time with everybody during the holidays. Even if it's only for 30 minutes, they just want to get with you and give you a card or something, or just say Merry Christmas or, you know, whatever. And that can get really exhausting as well. And then also there's the intrapersonal relationship as well, that relationship with yourself, which is so important. You feel bad for not giving enough of yourself to everyone else. So you overgive, you overextend, and there's not enough you for you. Right. And that can be really stressful. So learning to set boundaries is really important during this time. And then that spiritual component, because many of these holidays are religious in nature. Christmas is just like the Super Bowl of the holiday season. And, it's kind of like the Super Bowl of the Christian calendar as well. And so there's just so much that happens during that period. It can just, feel very taxing for you as far as it, with your connection to your Creator, your connection to your purpose in life. And then there's kind of that fear of, well, if I'm uncertain, you know, this is when everybody else is hyper-religious, so does that make me a bad person? You know, and it can call into questions things as well. And, you know, the funny thing I think is for young kids, because oftentimes when they discover, spoiler alert for any small children that are listening, don't listen for the next 2 minutes, okay? Because there's going to be some life spoilers coming. Spoiler alert, Santa is not real. It's tragic, I know. Neither is the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy, right? Those things don't exist. So I'm sorry. I did say it. I did do a spoiler warning. But yet God is real, right? So we have to explain to a 10-year-old that, hey, everything that we've been telling you isn't real, but Jesus is. So, you know, there is a component of, you know, existential crisis of faith. And I think when they happen, this is a great time for that, a great season for that, for people to call that stuff into question, especially when they're in pain and suffering during the holiday season. Because all this is very true. You know, all three of these financial, relational, spiritual factors are true for everybody, but they're especially true for, you know, people that are in despair during the holiday season. You know, that are experiencing the opposite, that don't have anybody, that don't have family, that don't have finances to manage, you know, that are in real pain, that are in poor health, that are just alone and afraid during the bleak, dark winter. And so this is the season, you know, that can really push you over the edge. With just so much that's demanding on us. So that's why I like to call it surviving the holidays, because in a lot of ways we really do. We kind of just dig in and survive the winter, you know? So I know that's a lot coming at you, but look, this podcast is all about inspiration. So I want you to feel good after listening to this. So I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. I want you to feel comforted by the fact that this is how everyone else experiences the holidays as well. It is natural and normal to feel stressed financially, relationally, spiritually during this time period. And so there's some easy things that we can start doing now, right, to kind of work on this. And we're going to talk more about this with Cecilia next week and Charlie the week after. And then I hope you got some questions for us that you can tweet in at @TCG_Dallas. And I'll be happy to answer those for you as well, more specifically. And we got a lot of great resources on our blog as well, TaylorCounselingGroup.com/blog. So I know it's very original, but so get those resources, especially if you're struggling. If this rings true for you, call us. Come on in. We're happy to help or help you get connected with somebody who can. But don't worry, there's hope. Okay, there's hope during this holiday season. It wouldn't be Christmas without a little bit of hope, right? So some easy things that you can do, really easy things you can do. First off is set healthy boundaries. And I cannot stress that enough. Boundaries are so important. It is okay to say no to friends and family. It's okay to tell your friend, I'm sorry, I can't house sit for you. I'm sorry, I can't watch your dog. You know, I have to prepare for my Christmas party, right? It's okay to say, hey, spouse, husband, wife, we need to pick one party this year. You know, we just can't afford three babysitters. We can't afford, you know, that much travel or just that much time, you know, out of the house. Like, we just got to pick one party or two parties, you know, whatever you might need. So learning the power of the word no is really just a positive way to choose you and your needs over maybe the wants of others. Now, sometimes we need to be sacrificial and, you know, we want to help people, but we can't help anybody if we can't help ourselves, right? The stewardess tells us this every time we get on the aircraft, right? We need to put our oxygen mask on first before helping those around us. And so it's just really important to check in with yourself, to kind of have that inventory and say, you know, how much am I doing this holiday season? Do I have a budget for my time? And do I have a budget for my emotions? So if you are a rock star during the holiday seasons and you love it and you love going to every party, then awesome. Keep going. Have fun. Be the life of those parties. Have a great time. But you know, if you're married or dating somebody that is not, that you know might be more of an introvert, you know, it might be a good time to check in on them and say, hey, how are you with this? You know, what are you doing? You know, during the holiday season, how are you managing your time and your emotional energy? And you know, just be aware of that. So set a budget for yourself, for your time, and for your emotions. So think about long term what's coming down over the next few months. You know, you got Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas to New Year, right? Kind of those four dots, those four markers. And just say, what do I have in between each of those? Do I have, you know, company events? Do I have school events? Do I have friendship events? Do I have, you know, recitals to attend, games to go to, parties? You know, what do I have going on? And just try to look at your schedule. And, you know, if you feel overwhelmed by it, just think about what you can cut back on, you know, and just set those firm boundaries and just say, you know, this year I can't do it. I'd be happy to do that next year, but this year, you know, I need to do this, right? I think classic example is the husband and wife that you know maybe are in the same industry or different industries that both have very important jobs, and their companies have their holiday Christmas party on the same day every year, right? It's always on the 22nd or something. So what do they do? Well, they say, hey, let's rotate, right? And on the odd years, we go to your party. On the even years, we go to my party, you know? And then that way you can kind of flip-flop back and forth, right? So find those compromises that work. Know your limits, right? Set those boundaries. So set a budget for your time and your emotional energy, but then also set a budget for your finances as well. How much do you need to spend this holiday season? And do you have to spend as much? Do you have to buy the nicest thing, or is there maybe a cheaper version that you can go with? And Cecilia will talk about this some more next week. But you know, are there some easy, cheaper gifts, or maybe, excuse me, not cheap, but less expensive, you know, personal touches that you can do, like writing cards or handwritten letters to friends and family, rather than giving, you know, money or gift cards or gifts, right? Kind of save money that way. And just kind of, you know, being as proactive as you can with travel. That's, you know, trying to buy plane tickets as far enough in advance to get the best deal. You know, shopping around for prices, that kind of stuff, to watch your budget, to watch your finances. And then also just do a good job of being realistic about how much money you want to spend in December. So that way you can manage it and plan for it in the beginning of the year, so you know how much to spend during your summer vacation and those things, right? So we manage, we set some healthy boundaries, we set budgets for our time, our emotional energy, and our finances, and now we find that we're able to enjoy the holidays a little bit more than we might have been able to if we're kind of being responsive to these things. So being proactive can really help you enjoy the holidays to the fullest. You know, and that final one is that spiritual piece. And the holidays can be very stressing on an existential level for many of us. So that's when we need good friends and good family to lean on and be open with and just say, hey, I'm struggling. If you are having a hard time, raise a flag, you know, tell somebody, say, hey, I'm struggling with this area of my life. I need some help. And you know, one of your friends will come helping, right? Somebody will come help. And if not, then call us. You know, we'll be happy to do what we can for you. So I think those are some great tools, and some tips and some techniques to kind of get you started for the holiday season. Like we said, we are going to have an amazing, some amazing podcasts coming up, some great guests. I think Cecilia Wright is going to be on next week, and she's from our Dallas office. She is quite amazing. Charlie Wendell is going to be here as well, director of Melody of Hope. She'll be here in 2 weeks, so we're really excited about that. It's fall. It's so exciting. It's so wonderful outside. It's my favorite time of year. I'm just kind of giddy thinking about it. And then, you know, our last episode is that Ask Me Anything. So please send in your tweets at TCG_Dallas. Find us on the interwebs, www.taylorcounselinggroup.com. Email us info@taylorcounselinggroup.com. We're also on Facebook and other stuff. If you've been enjoying this podcast, we thank you so much for being here. please tell somebody about it. You know, tell people. If you like it, if it's helping somebody else, if it's filling your life with a little inspiration, it's brightening up your day a little bit, then tell somebody. Tell a friend about it. Like it, subscribe, give us a 5-star on Apple Podcast or Google or Stitcher or wherever you get yours. We are there. And so that's all we got for this show. I hope you found those tools and tips to be inspirational. And, you know, next week we've got some great inspirational stories for you, and then the week after as well. So tune in. I guess if you tune in to podcasts, I don't think you really do. Okay, and as we always end the show with a little tip from one of our therapists. This one comes from Kaylee Curry, an amazing therapist out of our Capel office. We're very excited to have her as part of our team, and she wants you to know that it's okay to make at least 5 minutes for self-care, something intentionally relaxing and enjoyable. And I think that is spot on for the holiday season. It's okay to take time for you, so please do. And that's it. We hope to see you next week. Until then, today is Monday, and Monday is all about you.